KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 13 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, the first of what are expected to be several public meetings with regard to the future of the Montgomery County Jail will take place Wednesday evening in Red Oak. The meeting is being held in the Montgomery County Courthouse Basement Meeting Room and is under the direction of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. According to County Auditor Ted Schoonover, the purpose of the meeting is to gather input from residents of the county on what should be done with the old jail and will be held as construction on a new jail and public safety center, which was approved by the voters in August of last year, continues. Some ideas might include demolishing the old structure, save it, or selling it. Schoonover doesn't expect any decisions to be made at the meeting. He says the fact the current jail is listed on the National Register of Historic Places will have no bearing on whether the county decides to preserve the structure or demolish it. News time is now 8:01.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Ricky, what in the world are you doing?
Crystal, I'm getting ready for tailgate season by combining two of America's pastimes, country music and football. I just wish there was a way I could conveniently take my TV with me while tailgating.
I can't help you with your singing, but I do have a solution for your TV issue. With Dish Network's Tailgater, a portable, fully automatic HD antenna which allows you to be watching the pregame show within minutes of pulling into the parking lot, with no alignment necessary. All you need is the Tailgater with the appropriate receiver, and you'll be the go-to person for all the highlights on game day.
That's exactly what I need, so I'll be the man on game day.
Now, Ricky, there's only one place this season to get a Dish Network for your home and the Tailgater for your RV at the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street, Atlantic, or call 243-3032 or check us out on Facebook.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Elsewhere in area news, no injuries were reported following two accidents over the weekend here in Cass County. One of the crashes happened just before 9 o'clock last night on Interstate 80 near the Anita exit. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle had rolled into the median after the driver swerved to miss a deer in the road. Another accident happened Friday at around 11:40 p.m. on Highway 83, just west of Highway 173. Dispatch reports had indicated a vehicle ended up on its side in the ditch. There are no other details currently available concerning those two accidents. Officials with Iowa Congressman Leonard Boswell's office announced late last night the 77-year-old Des Moines Democrat will hold a roundtable discussion tonight at Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic about issues facing community colleges. The meeting takes place from 5 until 6 p.m. at Iowa Western, located at 705 Walnut Street here in Atlantic. A United States representative in the 112th Congress, Boswell had said earlier this month that he's not given any thought to retiring, considering his long experience both in military and in politics. Boswell was elected to the office in 1996 and has served in Congress for 12 years and the Army for 20 years. He'll challenge Representative Tom Latham for the state's redrawn 3rd Congressional District next year. The Iowa Court of Appeals has recently upheld the conviction of a former Army officer accused of breaking into a Council Bluffs apartment and assaulting a woman. The court rejected the appeal from former Lieutenant Colonel Robert Butts, who claimed there were several problems with his 2010 jury trial. Butts was sentenced to 25 years in prison for 7 charges, including second-degree kidnapping. He was accused of breaking into a woman's apartment on November 11, 2009, and holding her at gunpoint. The woman's sister, who was hiding in a closet, called police. During his trial, Butts testified he didn't remember what happened that night. Psychiatrist testified Butts has a history of sleepwalking. Police in Lenox reported Saturday a disturbance at around 11:30 a.m. Friday resulted in the arrest of 30-year-old Lucas Briggs of Lenox. Briggs was charged with domestic abuse serious assault following an incident which allegedly occurred in the 500 block of West Ohio Street. He was brought to the Taylor County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. In state news, an Ankeny man will be giving away one of his kidneys for a transplant following the example his wife set earlier this year. Sherry Whistler donated one of her kidneys in January to Karen Harris, a friend from their church. On Tuesday, Whistler's husband Mike is scheduled to undergo an operation so a Sudanese immigrant has a chance at a more normal life. 41-year-old Janoub Banjak has been on dialysis since 2007. Mike Whistler said the story isn't about the contributions he and his wife will have made. He says it's all about the people who get the kidneys. For Banjak, the transplant means that he'll have a chance to work again to support his wife and 4 children. A former West Des Moines dentist has been fined $5,000 over allegations he provided poor care. Dr. Jay Jensen agreed to pay the fine to settle the case filed in 2009 by the Iowa Dental Board. He's accused of making several mistakes during a full mouth reconstruction. Jensen used to own Restoration Dental. His attorney said he's moved to Texas and now practices in the Austin area. Meanwhile, another West Des Moines dentist has surrendered his license to the dental board after admitting to a relapse into alcoholism. Bruce Crook said he hasn't been accused of poor care and hopes to have his license reinstated in the future. A survey finds starting salaries in Iowa will rise a little over 3% next year, which is slightly under the national average. Mike Gremmer is a regional vice president for Robert Half International, a recruiting firm that produced the study. Gremmer, who's based in Des Moines, says starting salaries nationwide will rise about 3.4% next year, but the numbers for Iowa are a little lower. He says, according to accounting, rather, and financial positions are looking to increase about 3.3% salaries across the board between information technology, creative marketing, legal, administrative support. All combined would be about 3.2%. Technology is a little higher at 4.3%. Some professions will see better boosts, according to the agency's 2012 salary survey, including business system analysts, financial analysts, and staff accountants. With increasing demand on websites, email, and other information technologies, Grummer says IT positions will see the biggest gains in Iowa and nationwide.
In the technology arena, your systems, network engineers, developers, those with .NET and Java skills, data warehousing, business intelligence professionals, these would range upwards of 5.5% to maybe 6.7% increases on their starting salaries.
He says there are two key areas where most workers are virtually guaranteed a good salary.
Certainly the IT is a very, very good arena to start in and continue to grow with. Accounting and finance that's continued on, that's going to be a very important piece of a company's ability to manage, to grow, and to maintain their growth.
Parts of the Midwest have been well insulated from some of the impact of the recession the past few years. While Iowa's salary numbers may be slightly below the national average, he says that may be because they weren't as negatively impacted by the economy as those in other regions. An 18-year-old Ottumwa man faces a murder charge in connection with a fatal stabbing. Ottumwa Police Chief Jim Clark said that officers had been sent to the report of a stabbing at around 3 p.m. Sunday, and they found 34-year-old Andy Madron suffering from several wounds. Clark said Madron was taken to the Ottumwa Regional Health Care Center, where he died just after 5 p.m. Officers then arrested Brandon Seam on a charge of first-degree murder. He's being held in the Wapello County Jail. A half a dozen people escaped unharmed from a house fire in the eastern Iowa town of Independence. Firefighters were sent to the house at around 11 p.m. Saturday. They found the structure fully engulfed in flames, but the residents outside unharmed. The cause of the fire was under investigation. The city of Hull will move its operations to the local library after a weekend fire caused major damage to its main offices. The state fire marshal will investigate the cause of Saturday's blaze today. The same day, officials will find out whether the building can be saved, and the county city council will meet to discuss options for relocations. For the next few weeks, though, city employees will work out at the Hull Library. The city administrator has said the worst fire damage was in the shop area attached to the offices, particularly the roof. He said the city offices sustained extensive smoke and water damage. The victim of a deadly rollover near Rockwell City has been identified. Authorities say 39-year-old James Scharnberg died at the scene of Friday afternoon's crash in Calhoun County. Scharnberg's vehicle had crossed the center line of the road, and he overcorrected, losing control. The vehicle then went into a ditch and rolled several times. And a Des Moines man who films protest activities has been found guilty of interfering with police. 28-year-old Justin Norman faces up to 30 days in jail and a $250 fine when he's sentenced this Friday. He was convicted last week by a Polk County jury. Norman was arrested in July in front of his home after police stopped the car that he was riding in for having an open trunk. Norman filmed the incident and refused to follow police orders to stand back. The prosecutor said Norman was arrested because he didn't follow police orders, not because of the filming. In national news, Occupy protesters in Los Angeles and Philadelphia are staying put, despite orders to take down their tents and leave the campsites. In L.A., about 1,000 protesters remain in a park across City Hall after a 12:01 a.m. deadline set by the mayor passed. There have been no arrests reported. In Philadelphia, protesters are promising to stay in a city plaza until carried out by police. The father of a third man who's accusing a Syracuse University assistant coach of abusing him says his son is lying about the accusations. Zach Tomaselli of Lewiston, Maine, faces sexual assault charges himself involving a 14-year-old boy. But after Tomaselli came forward and accused assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine of molesting him in 2002, Syracuse University fired Fine last night. A Utah man faces arraignment in a Boston court this morning after he allegedly was caught watching child porn on the laptop on his laptop on an airplane. Police say 47-year-old Grant Smith was sitting in a first class Saturday afternoon when another passenger saw him watching porn and told the flight crew. News time is 8:11.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store. Store 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
In our funeral announcements, Thomas Hughes, age 77 of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Thomas Hughes will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, northwest of Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Betty Lorraine Johnston, age 91 of Exira, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Betty Johnston will be this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Flay Walters, age 96 of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Flay Walters will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Fred Dwayne Meyer, age 74 of Persia, died Friday at Allegiant Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Fred Meyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail Dolch, age 90, a lifelong Cass and Montgomery County farmer, died Friday at the Heritage House Health Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Gail Dolch will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Helen R. Tam, age 92 of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.